Hey, what's up, guys? Riff here. So today's topic is going to be a slightly different one, but its underlying theme is something very common to this channel, and that is DEI. Now, I think it's pretty obvious at this point that there's been a vibe shift over the past couple of months. A lot of people are becoming more and more vocal about how much they don't like DEI, and now companies are starting to listen to those concerns at a very, very rapid rate. We have seen a lot of companies over the past couple of weeks come out and completely abandon their DEI-related policies. We see companies like Meta, McDonald's, Walmart, Boeing, Ford, so on and so forth. Now, are these efforts genuine and sincere? Absolutely not. These companies and platforms are doing this because they know will make them the most money. They are seeing which way the wind is blowing and they're changing accordingly. I've seen way too many people say people like Mark Zuckerberg are now based because he came out and said he wants to reprioritize free speech on Facebook. Well, he's only doing that now because it's in his favor to do so. He is someone who is cracking down on people. He was one of the biggest proponents of censorship for many years, and all of a sudden now he wants to prioritize free speech. But at the end of the day, whether genuine or not, at least these policies are being abandoned, which is a good thing. It also shows that if people speak up about policies like DEI, these companies are going to listen because it's in their own interest to do so. Now, here we're looking at products, services, and platforms making these policies that people don't like, but I have never seen the consequences of DEI hit a level like this thanks to the California wildfires. Now, if you're not familiar with what's going on in the state of California, there are massive wildfires right now that were sped up by a dry season and also some massive wind storms over the past couple of days. And the scenes look like something straight out of hell. It's a very, very dire situation. And right now, the situation looks grim in many different ways. At least 11 people have been killed. And that's before the wreckage has been searched by cadaver dogs or anything like that. On top of that, tens of thousands of acres have been destroyed. Entire communities leveled. Over thousands and thousands of homes. 12,000 structures overall. And 13 people are missing. And to make matters worse, right now, only a small fraction of the wildfires are actually contained. In fact, the biggest blaze right now is only 11% contained. And that's with another series of massive windstorms expected to start next week. Now, a lot of finger pointing is happening right now where people are trying to find out who's to blame. Well, one thing's for sure, we don't know what started these fires. And honestly, that's not really what's important. What's important is looking at the preparedness of California and also the response they're having to the fires as they're happening. And people are first looking at the government, they're looking at the governor, they're looking at the mayor, and they're claiming that they're incompetent and they didn't do their jobs, because for a state with some of the most wealth, especially in Los Angeles, how do they not have water in their reservoirs? How do they not have water in their fire hydrants? This makes absolutely no sense. And people are looking at things also like budget cuts to the Los Angeles Fire Department. And you can see they lost $17 million in funding. And before you feel bad for the LA Fire Department chief who said this and said, we're not prepared for wildfires because of this cut, this same person has spent through their department $1 to $2 million on DEI related policies. Yeah, someone sit here and explain to me how you spend $1 to $2 million on DEI. Making your company more diverse, your department more diverse. Very strange stuff. And this is the same person who's complaining about budgets being tight, and this is what they make annually. That person we just looked at, Christina Crowley, makes nearly $500,000 a year, but then is crying about budget concerns. And as you can see here, these are the people in charge of the Los Angeles fire response. Three women who are all lesbians. Coincidence, I'm sure. Like, that totally happened naturally, that three lesbians would find themselves at the top of a department that is dominated by men. But you can see, like I said, their salaries are through the roof. And you can see this person in particular, Christina Kepner, the first lesbian assistant chief of LAFD, making nearly $300,000 a year. Now, she's gone viral for this clip right here. This, I will stress to you if you haven't seen it yet, this is not satire. This is not parody. This is a real video of this person.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better. Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire, which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
This is like the final boss of DEI. This is when woke people like the optics. They like how things look more than they actually function. You have someone in a position of power at the LA Fire Department telling you the appearance of firefighters is more important than their strength and physical capabilities. That is absolutely insane. They are saying if you are, let's say, someone's husband, you're a husband who's trapped in a fire, and that DEI hire can't pick you up because they're not strong enough, it is your fault you're stuck in that fire. Regardless of whether or not you're incapacitated, you're trapped, or injured, it's just your fault. It's like literally a lifeguard who doesn't know how to swim, who then blames a person under their care of duty for drowning in the pool in front of them. It's absolutely insane, and people have been memeing on this, but also expressing a lot of outrage. How could this happen? How could someone like this be saying these things so openly? It's like DEI on steroids. Now, I want to go to this video by this individual named Kaizen D. Asiedu. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but I'll put a link to this video in the description because I think it's a really good one. We're going to listen to a bit of this because it really sums up everything wrong with California, the Los Angeles Fire Department, and everything else involved with the situation. How we got to a point where there's no water in these fire hydrants, and we have these DEI hires and prioritizations that are completely backwards.
3 days ago, I had to evacuate my home in California due to the fires. Now, fortunately, I have friends who I was able to stay with, but many people don't have that good fortune, and now many people are homeless, and some have died. This disaster was caused by multiple variables, and people have different opinions on which one should be weighted the most. Some have identified arson, some have pointed to climate change. But regardless of the cause, hopefully we can all agree that we have a great degree of control over the response. And the response has been well below what we actually deserve.
Yes.
And part of the reason why is because we have inverted our priorities and are focusing on things like diversity, equity, and inclusion instead of efficacy.
You know, there's a lot of spaces in the world where, you know, DEI is always a cancer everywhere it goes, but DEI in certain places feels a little less harmful, right? Like if you're talking about like an accounting firm trying to diversify their workforce, at the end of the day, maybe they just do some bad filings, right? But here we're talking about first responders and things like physical capability being one of the most important things. Can you carry a full-grown man out of a fire? Yes or no? It has to be yes. It literally has to be yes. But no, we are prioritizing things that are completely backwards.
And as a result of focusing on DEI, people have died. And in this video, I'm going to explain why. Last year, the LA Fire Department had its budget slashed by $17.6 million. In response to that, on December 4th, the head of the LA Fire Department, Kristen Crowley, sent a letter to Karen Bass, the mayor of LA, saying that they are not prepared for a variety of different disasters, including wildfires.
Okay, especially if you're not from the United States, the biggest threat, or at least most consistent threat, for California is wildfires because it is a very dry area. They lack water, and it's mainly because of their own choices and their government. But anyways, they have a very hard time putting out these fires. They spread very quickly. I mean, we can also talk about earthquakes, but the wildfires are more frequent. And being told, as a mayor, you're being told by your fire department, they don't have the resources to combat wildfires. How on earth are you competent? That is insane.
Now, $17.6 million constitutes about 2% of LAFD's budget. But it's not about just the budget cuts. It's also about how they're spending their existing budget. Because a significant amount, at least $1 to $2 million, was spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion policy.
So, like I said earlier, how do you account for $1 to $2 million to push forward diversity-related policies? Break those numbers down for me, how you spent that much money to push forward just making your force more diverse. But on top of that, I guarantee there's plenty of people, you can find them probably on Twitter, will be mad about videos like mine who are like, oh my God, they're blaming DEI for the wildfires. No, it's not the only cause of the wildfires, duh. But in reality, if that $1 to $2 million was reallocated to something else, or some of the hires in the LA fire department were better suited based on their actual merit and not things related to DEI, maybe, just maybe, that would have made the situation 1% better. If it made it 1% better, that means potentially lives could have been saved, homes could have been saved, schools and buildings and other critical infrastructure could have been saved. Is that not good enough? Is that not a good enough justification? People care way more about how things look instead of the actual results in the situation that involves saving lives and property. I would gladly want that $1 to $2 million to go towards just a chance to make these things better. I think that's a very fair thing to do.
We'll see. In recent years, critics have complained that LAFD is too white, too male, and has too much nepotism. Now, the nepotism is a fair claim, because if you're choosing people based on who they know, you're not necessarily picking the best people.
Absolutely fair. I agree with that 100%. Nepotism is not a good thing in that field. Nepotism is across the board. You're going to find nepotism everywhere. I think we all know, like, you have, like, your friend whose dad worked or owned a certain business, and immediately the son is hired, right? We see this happen all the time, but it's a little different when it's like a mom and pa shop versus the fire department, right? Again, if you're not hiring people based on merit, that's bad. And this is basically the inverse of DEI. It has the same result, though, where people are being hired not on merit, but on something else.
And the desire to make LAFD's visual representation more representative of the racial and gender distribution in LA is understandable. But when we make diversity even a secondary goal, when efficacy is the primary goal, then focusing on the secondary goal at all can get in the way of the primary. Now, this has been going on for a while. When the previous mayor, Eric Garcetti, entered office in 2013, he set a goal of raising the number of women in LAFD from 2.9% to up to 5%.
I would love to hear, like, why is that good? How does that help put out fires? They won't be able to tell you at all. In fact, we've heard, I guess apparently it'll make you feel better when you see a firefighter looks more like you. But no, how does increasing that number actually help put out fires? Please explain that to me.
By 2020. As of now, the percentage is 3.5%. Now, the current head of the LAFD is Kristen Crowley, and here's what she had to say about her diversity goals.
She took time out of her already busy schedule to tell us about her vision for the department's future, one that includes a 3-year strategic plan to increase diversity.
People ask me, well, what number are you looking for? I said, I'm not looking for a number. It's never enough.
It's never enough. There's no ceiling on this. The 5%? No, the 5% quota? No, that's not enough. It should go on forever. These people are insane. Their priorities are completely upside down, just like the priorities of really California in general, for being honest.
You might not think this is a big deal. After all, who's going to get upset about wanting more diversity? But in practice, when you have scarce resources and you have a secondary priority, that secondary priority can get in the way of the first.
Yes.
Especially in an environment where there's scarce resources and your department has lost $17.6 million in budget and needs to make sure that every dollar is allocated to the most important needs. You might even think that, okay, we can have diversity be first and merit be a tiebreaker, but that's not actually what's happening in practice. 3 of the top women at LAFD are all lesbians, and given the minority percentage of lesbians in the overall population in LA, the chances of that happening by chance and purely on merit are 1 in 64,000.
Come on, guys. It just happened naturally. It was a 1 in 64,000 chance that they would all be lesbians. Now, that happened naturally, and if you think otherwise, you're a bigot, clearly.
Or near zero. Meanwhile, the head of equity made almost $400,000 in base pay when her job is primarily to focus on diversity, when they don't have enough money to even effectively do their job. On top of that, the head of equity, Christine Larson, makes more than the second in command, John O'Brien, despite the fact that he outranks her.
How does that make sense? How do you explain that? Like, already these salaries are pretty wonky for a department that's supposedly struggling so much just to function. But how does someone make more money than someone who outranks them? Makes no sense.
Now, it's all well and good to say that efficacy is your top priority and that you're not going to compromise on that, but the money reveals your actual priorities. Moreover, if you hear Christine Larson talk in this clip, you'll see where qualitatively they're actually focused.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better. Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire, which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
I can't believe that's a real clip. I really can't believe that's a real clip. That is, again, it's like the final form of DEI, where literally you're victim blaming and abandoning your services because what's more important is optics than actual merit and skill to do your job.
Does that sound like the rhetoric of someone who is laser focused on saving lives to you? In addition to DEI,
it also shows that clearly efficacy is not the top priority. At least it's being damaged by other DEI related concerns, because they're making it clear that their efficacy is not important because they just want to look like the people they're trying to save.
Taking critical resources away from critical functions, it also introduces a double standard. For example, only 27.9% of public school teachers in LA are men. Is anyone pushing for them to have equity?
No.
Only about 11% of nurses in the state are men. Is anyone pushing for them to be at 50%?
No. And then also heard that the logging industry is really bogged down by men. It's male dominated. Where are the feminists? I will gladly work with the feminists to get more women into the logging industry. What about the mines? Do more women want to work in the mines? We can help you out with that. See, that's what you never hear. You never hear the flip side of things, and that's never going to be a thing. No one will ever care enough to actually push for that, because at the end of the day, they know what they're doing is just forced diversity.
And women are equal, but we're not equivalent. We have different things that we're good at. And yes, I'm sure there are roles in LAFD that require more empathy and compassion, which women tend to be better at. But setting top-down goals like 5% of the workforce needs to be women is an inversion of our priorities. And what we need to focus on is safety first.
Imagine
on top
that.
Of that, DEI infantilizes women and minorities. Ooh. And it causes people to doubt whether any particular woman or minority actually earned their way and truly is the best of the best for their role.
I mean, this is literally how we got the term DEI hire, right? You know, people talk about the proponents of it. They talk about how good DEI is. Well, then when you turn around and call them a DEI hire, they're offended. Why would they be offended if DEI is such a good thing? Well, because deep down, they know that being associated with DEI, your hiring, being associated with that, makes people think you're not qualified. It's an insult. And I really like the point that he raised about how this all infantilizes minorities, women, what have you, because it's saying you're not good enough on your own merit. You're not good enough naturally. So we're going to give you a boost because you're just not good enough. That is infantilization of those groups. It's a very good point.
Now, to be absolutely clear, LAFD is not solely or even primarily responsible for this catastrophe. There are various issues with water management, like insufficient capacity to store water that we need in critical scenarios, or fire hydrants going dry and not having enough water in them. Part of this is just gross incompetence, because in 2014, Californians passed a bill that allocated billions of dollars for more water storage capacity. And now, over 10 years later, we still don't have an additional capacity built because of overregulation.
Well, that's a classic function of government. It's amazing in California how they're able to swiftly pass some bills relating to the ability of people to have their transition surgeries paid for as inmates, but they can't get water into hydrants. In fact, this whole situation is actually really crazy, because some people are actually visiting right now some of these reservoirs, and they're empty.
This was supposed to be the water to put out the Palisades fire. This is the Santa Ynez Reservoir. It's the water supply basically for the Palisades. When they first started fighting the Palisades fire, they ran out of water extremely quickly. Wednesday, 3 a.m., they were basically out. And there's been a lot of talk on why this happened. So how long has this reservoir been empty for?
Since February of last year. There was no communication from the Department of Water and Power to LAFD that there was a water supply issue.
Again, remember, wildfires are one of the biggest threats to California. So the fact that this water reservoir was empty for basically a year, is insane incompetence.
Firefighters, when they started fighting the fires, no one informed them that the reservoir was empty. This reservoir holds 117 million gallons of water. The fire department was using a water supply from three backup tanks, each one only holding 1 million gallons of water. They say it's closed for maintenance.
So they basically got about 1% of the available water because that reservoir was empty.
Compare the lid that's on top of it. I don't know a lot about reservoir maintenance, but there's literally no construction materials or vehicles anywhere in sight. Also, with a reservoir like this, you can refill it or start to refill it. So another question is, if they saw the Santa Ana winds were coming and we have this remarkably dry wet season, why was there no attempt to start refilling it back up?
Incompetence. There's literally nothing else. And you know, there's two different themes, incompetence and then these DEI related policies, but they really go hand in hand, right? If you're making DEI related hires and policy changes, that leads to incompetent people finding leadership positions. And I think they're very related in that sort of a way. Well, let's get back to this original video with a couple of minutes left.
This is all happening while the head of LA Water and Power makes $750,000 a year.
That's the person who's supposed to be in charge of those reservoirs, who's making nearly $1 million a year, and they're not even filling up these reservoirs or letting anyone know that they're empty.
It's more than the president of the United States. It's also not just a state issue. Only 3% of the land in California is owned by the state. 57% of it is owned by the federal government. However, the state and the federal government do work together to keep it clear and maintain so that wildfires don't get out of control. But as I mentioned before, LAFD is just a microcosm of a macro issue of our government and our politicians constantly focusing on what sounds good rather than focusing on what is good, like safety. And we can't just point the finger outward because the politicians are responding to the culture set by the people.
So that's a good point. I see a lot of people on social media like being apathetic or even celebrating these wildfires because it's hitting celebrities. And they're like, oh, well, these people are rich and annoying and they're getting what they deserve. I reject that. I think that's not a productive thing to do at all. Because, you might dislike a random Hollywood celebrity number one, but also they have families and other things like that that are completely unrelated. And also at the end of the day, it's going to cost taxpayer dollars. At this point, I've seen the estimates. There's something like $150 billion of property damage already, and that's going to be coming out of the taxpayer wallet. So this is all something you should not be celebrating in any sort of a way. I think that's wrong. But on top of that, though, with these people affected by these wildfires and really just California in general, you would really hope that all of this would be a moment of reflection. They look at what their government is doing and saying, wow, we voted these people into power. We supported these people. No, they're actually incompetent. Maybe we should re-examine how we're supporting these people.
If we as a people keep allowing ourselves to be confused and keep on thinking that having diversity is more important than efficacy and merit in our critical functions and our government that we're paying our hard-earned tax money for, we will keep on getting the same results. And while we're getting those results, we'll allow ourselves to keep on getting misled by Democratic politicians like Bernie Sanders, who exclusively focus on climate change, which is part of the issue. And yes, the climate is changing. We might have reasonable disagreements about how much of climate change is man-made and how fast it's happening, but it is happening and it's something that we need to all adapt to.
I'm seeing a lot of people on social media too using this as like an own for some reason. They're like, all of this is happening. Climate change is happening. Look at you idiots who were doubting, or people who were doubting the level it's impacting our planet and things like that. But you would think for California, a very, very liberal state, if they believed this is such a core issue here, why weren't they prepared for it at all? Wouldn't you think they'd be the most prepared for something like a wildfire because they're so aware of the effects of climate change? Just again, it's stuff that looks good on the surface, makes them look good. They're complaining about climate change and saying how bad it is, but in practice, they're doing nothing about it. In fact, a lot of the celebrities who are preaching about this stuff are the ones who are flying private planes that emit more toxins into the planet than you will in your entire life.
you. But in the short term, while we're misallocating our resources because of DEI and inverting our priorities, people are dying. This fire probably wasn't preventable. We had some of the strongest windstorms on record, and in a sense, it was a bit of a perfect storm. But could it have been majorly mitigated? Absolutely. And having the best team available and putting our money in the best places available is a necessary condition for that happening.
Anyone who disagrees with that is an absolute moron. How can you possibly disagree with that? If DEI is causing even the slightest bit of issues and complications with putting out these fires, it should be gone. Just like that. Even if it makes it just 1% more manageable of a crisis, that means human lives are going to be saved. That means homes are going to be saved. How can you possibly prioritize DEI over that? I just really don't get it. But that's where I'm going to end this video for now. Like I said, this was a great piece here. I'll put a link to it in the description. You want to check it out for yourself and other content from this individual. But yeah, that is the unbelievable effect DEI has actually gotten to. And it's really showing itself with this current ongoing California set of wildfires. But for now, that's going to do it for this video. As always, feel free to share your thoughts about today's topics in the comment section down below. Hope you guys enjoyed the video, and I'll see you next time.